Let's take a look at some of our baseball and softball games on KNIA-KRLS. Thursday was a trip to the Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville as Knoxville Baseball took on Pella Christian live on 92.1 KRLS.
And the 1-2 coming up, and got him. So Kellerman strikes out the third out, and we have no score after one inning of play.
He'll throw it over.
Got him.
And Ben Van Weingarten, I think, stumbled going back to the bag. Reached out, but just couldn't quite get the hand back to the bag in time as Gifford, with the pickoff at first base, able to send Van Weingarten back to the benches over there behind on the first base side.
Pitch on the way, and that is chopped to second base. Throw to first is, no, he dropped it. It would have been in time, but Gallagher squirted out of his glove, and that will be an error. So the 2-2 pitch coming up from Kelderman. Gets a sign, delivery, swung on and missed, and he struck him out.
That's a huge out for Kelderman. But the 0-2 to Meixner, he'll swing on and miss. It's another strikeout for Gifford. Give him three on the afternoon. Two balls, two strikes. Gifford offers. Van Zee rips that one down the line. It's a fair ball. And Elliot Minier will come to the plate, and we finally have a run.
And the 2-2 again, and that is flared. And out to shallow right field, and Brendan Woolsey gets on base just on a little flare that barely cleared the infield. Payoff on the way, and that is a walk. And as they always say, the dreaded leadoff walk when it's this close of a game. Here's a fly ball out to right field, and it's going to drop, and we're tied. As Rosenboom comes home, and Kyler Gifford helps himself out with an RBI single to right field.
Norris
fly ball out to left center, and that will drop, and Knoxville wins the game, and it is a home run. A walk-off digger by Lincoln Norris ends the game.
Final score, Knoxville 4, Pella Christian 3. On Panther Drive on Thursday night, Knoxville and Pella Christian played softball live on 95.3 KNIA.
That one will be hit right back to Durham. A little hard time fielding it and won't have a play. Now base is juiced here for the Eagles. That one grounder will be hit hard. Will be a play on it. Close play at home. Not in time. That'll score run one for the Eagles. Durham delivers. That ball is going to be hit and down for a hit. And it will score. Rachel Kaprinski, and PC takes a 6-0 lead over here on the Panthers. And that ball will be ripped into right field and gone as Bryn Rosenboom hits one way out for PC, and that'll score two. Eagles take a 9-0 lead over the Panthers. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth as Williams gets it and down for a hit. Knoxville gets their first hit. As Williams reaches safely, the Panthers get a first hit of the game from Ayla Williams.
Final score, Pella Christian 9, Knoxville nothing. Pella and Norwalk took on each other Friday in softball live on 92.1 KRLS.
There's a ball hit well to left field. That's carrying deep. Thomas giving chase, and that ball is gone. And that was, as much as Hulbert has power this year, that was maybe a little more wind-aided. It was hit well, but that thing kept drifting and drifting. And the Warriors strike first with a slam dunk celebration, a 1-0 lead.
Nonetheless.
And she crushes it to center field. And that's back to back jacks for the Warriors.
Wow.
That one was a no doubter off the bat. No win needed for Bailey Birmingham. The Warriors hit home runs number 36 and 37 on their seasons to take a 2-0 lead. The 2-2. And there's a ball way through the right side.
Great
there's a hit.
Get there, get there.
And Ekoff, one run, will score. Here comes another.
Mister,
on the
get
tag.
The two.
And Ekoff gets the second base.
That's right.
She grounds it over to the right side. Through.
Oh,
the
it's going
to
score.
Base, and one run will score. Here comes another. A costly two-base error over at second base. And the Dutch take the lead 4-3. The 0-1. And for Norwalk, there's Williams
what
showing
a
off
shot.
Her speed. The throw
That's
is out.
Right.
Lucy Carlson guns her down.
Excellent throw by Lucy Carlson.
There's a ball hit well to right by Bailey Birmingham, giving chase as Van
Zandt. What a catch!
What a catch in right field.
I don't know that we shouldn't go to two.
Yeah, go to two. It's a double play. leaving early. I'm not sure where the runner was going, Hulbert, but that's two outs and a gimme there for Hulbert. The Warriors, in the meantime, are trying to put this one away here in the top of the seventh. Effectively. There's a ball hit well to left, and that ball is
gone.
Off the scoreboard and left. Bailey Birmingham, her second home run of this game. And that is what the Dutch couldn't afford. It's what the Warriors wanted, as that gives them complete control of this one. The second home run for Bailey Birmingham as she crushes it off the Pella Dutch scoreboard, a 10-4 lead. The 0-2, a swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Ekhoff down on three pitches, and that's your ball game.
Final score, Norwalk 10, Pella 5. Highlights from some of our broadcasts this past week on KNIA KRLS.